The winter of discontent grinds on as we huddle behind our thoroughly tagged fences and consider taking up a pea habit because it's cheaper and easier to find than cheese. If the power isn't cut off, you won't be able to afford the bill anyway. But there's always the option of burning down the house you can't meet the mortgage payments on to keep warm. If only you could afford to pay the $2 a litre for the petrol to get the damned fire started. Where's global warming when you need it, eh? Thank whatever god you believe in that the fine folks at Stuff, the online presence of Fairfax New Zealand, are working hard to lift us out of a slough of despond. Attend the tale of Texas teen Ralph Hardy, who, was reported, had been convicted of fraud after stealing his dad's credit card and ordering two prostitutes from an escort agency while holed up in a Texas motel. But it gets even better. I quote, "The teens reportedly told the prostitutes that they were people of restricted growth working in a travelling circus, and couldn't refuse them because it would be discriminating against the disabled, which is against Texas law. The two girls sensed something was wrong when the boys preferred to play Halo rather than engage in their services." And the punchline? The punchline is beyond perfect. Hardy said that when he's older, he wants to be a politician. Well, perhaps Hardy should become an online content editor for Fairfax New Zealand, because this story is a highly amusing fake, and one that this computer-retarded commentator debunked in 5 minutes with Google. When the front page of said Google search turned up some healthy scepticism from the readers of self-described Queen of All Gossip, Paris Hilton, someone at Stuff should have been thinking hoax. Then, when I found right-leaning American news site WorldNet Daily, not exactly top of my list for journalistic rigour, did some basic fact-checking, they should have been searching the wires for cute animal pictures instead. Now, am I making an ethical mountain out of a pixelated molehill? After all, this story was published in the Odd Stuff section of the Stuff website, not splashed over every front page as the latest pedophobic moral panic. Well, it does matter when Stuff is prominently announcing its win for Best Media Site at this year's NetGuide People's Choice Web Awards, where, by the way, Public Address picked up the gong for Best Blog. Ralph Hardy and his Phantom Hookers isn't the first internet urban myth to take on a life of its own. But there are many websites and bloggers out there who do care about the distinction between fact and fiction. And most of them don't have the resources of a major multinational media company behind them. No matter what the medium is, we all need to lift our game.